Hello?
Is it my phone or your phone?
I don't know. My phone hasn't hung up on anybody today, but...
It's very weird. I'm sorry about that. I'm not hanging up on you. So
that's okay. I just figured you'd call me back.
Yeah, essentially on your file, it's really important on... what I was saying is, if your partner has okay credit, where our underwriters really won't care too much if you have really good credit, the only thing that will influence you is if they have a very poor payment history.
A poor what?
If they have a poor payment history. So if they have very bad credit, then it could affect the file.
Oh, I see. So, but what if I don't want, if he doesn't go on there at all.
Yeah, so the loan doesn't go, the financing or lease to own does not go under personal credit. We pull personal credit, but it only gets reported to business credit, the loan. It doesn't show up, like when you apply for a car loan, you're not going to see this because the borrower is the business, not yourself.
Okay. So, but the business is brand new. That's
correct.
So I have to have 90 or over, I couldn't hear you before, it was echoing. I would have to have 90% or over ownership for it just to put me on the application. Is that what you're saying?
No. So we have a few different programs. We have a few different programs. We have several that have different ownership requirements. What I'm saying is, typically, and it's really an underwriter's discretion. It's nothing that I can give you a hard and fast rule and answer to. But typically, if someone owns 10% of the ownership or more, they'll typically make them sign and present their information. If someone's on a lease agreement or a business license or any type of legal filing like Secretary of State, they'll make them sign. So a lot of people come to us and they say they have this partnership, you know, and they're it's very common. I do the financing. This person has a history. But we have to be transparent with them. If someone's listed as being involved in the business and or has 10% ownership or more, they'll previously make them sign. So in your case, you know, it really depends on how you guys want to legally structure the business. We're open to all scenarios. It really doesn't matter to our underwriters.
I see. Okay, so you're not checking his personal credit. You're checking the business. The business has no credit. We don't have any. We're not open yet.
We underwrite the loan based on the personal credit, but the loan does not go underneath your personal credit report.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter. We're paying it anyway, Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to get back to you with the percentages. I don't know the exact percentages.
Okay. Not a problem.
Can I leave them on your voicemail?
Yeah, you can give me a voicemail, and I can follow up with whatever documents I need to get this rolling for you. Not a problem.
Do you need to know the amount that we want to finance, or no?
No, I already have that.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. All right. We've been going back and forth so many times. I don't know. I filled it out a while ago.
No worries.
All right. I'll find out the percentages and let you know. I still, if we have to change it, I don't know how that would work, but we'll figure it out. All right, I will call you back.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.